This morning, the Lord is doing great things, and we want to hear about what the Lord is doing in the lives of our missionaries, Philip and Rachel Barron. We have, I'm not sure where you are. Are they here this morning? Come forward, and they are working. They have been working in the Philippines for, Philip will tell you how many years, serving the people of the Philippines. And now they are back in Charlotte training up young collegians to hopefully do the same in their work in the Philippines. Thank
you. First of all, I want to say that I think I've been a missionary of this church either since 1983 or 85. So I have a long history with you all. And just praise God for how you all, as a church, have been a blessing to us through the many years. I want to read a passage here in Revelation. And they sang a new song saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priest to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." That's the end. And I believe that we know now, we know from the Word of God what is to happen. Well, I part with a crew. Joined in 79. First assignment was the Philippines. About 12 years ago, I was the Southeast Asia campus leader training our staff around Southeast Asia. About 3 years ago, I was asked to be part of the global campus team, a lot because of what God had been doing in Southeast Asia. And so I have been traveling a lot since I moved back last June to Charlotte, around the world, training our national staff with a theological and practical paradigm shift of how we approached ministry. Let me share a story with you. In the Philippines, there was a student, there's a guy who graduated, and he decided to be a volunteer for 1 year with our organization. And he was assigned to go to a city we've never had campus ministry before to try to find students there that would want to begin a ministry there. But he would not live there. He would go there maybe, two or three times a semester to work with whoever he finds. He goes up there, 3-hour bus ride. The last part of his time there, he goes to a small university, and he finds this girl. She's a freshman. She had been a Christian for about a half a year. And he cast a vision of, is God putting in your heart a desire to grow in Christ and to reach the campus by sharing your faith, discipling others, and training them to do the same thing, to see multiplication until every student has a chance to hear the gospel? And she said, "Yes, I have been waiting for months for someone to show me how to do it. I really want to do it. I think God wants me to do this." So he spent a couple of hours showing her how to share her faith, how to begin follow-up, gets on a bus, and he goes back to his city. About 3/4 of the way back, he gets a call from her, or text. And he looks at the text. She says, "I've already shared with 5 of my friends. 3 have become believers. I'm very excited." By the end of the first semester, this girl, freshman, so she's about 17 years old, she had 80 students in her chain, which means that she had disciples who were getting their own disciples. 1 semester, 4 generations. And then by the next year, she was actually opening up 2 other universities in the city, sophomore. Now, a question is, could this happen around the world? And we believe, yes, it can. You see, it's with the premise of this. We believe that God has his elect, good Presbyterian here, in every university. And so our job is to go and find these students who are not only the elect, but God has put a vision, God's vision in their heart to begin a campus ministry where they would share the faith, disciple others, and multiply. And so what we do, part of what we do, is we go into schools and we have a one-minute vision. 1 minute, we say, we're looking for a certain type of student. Are you this student? And we give a very strong thing about we're looking for people who realize that in their campus, whatever religious tradition they have predominantly there, most students, they follow it, but it doesn't mean anything to them. And students' lives are not reflected by what they know they should do and how they should live in pleasing God. And we're looking for students who want to make a difference, who want to know God deeply and intimately and to allow God to change their life and then to go out and help other students to know and experience Christ like them and to help others. Is this something that describes you? And if say no, we walk away and keep looking for others until we find someone who says, yes, that's me. I want that. And then we begin to work with them. And we're finding around the world that there are people like that that God is raising up in universities. And so our goal is that eventually, by the end of 2020, that we would be in half of the universities around the world, in every country. And then half of those universities, we would have students who are already multiplying and actively reaching their campus. And we are seeing great things happening in some of the most, in the hardest places of the world. I mean, in the Middle East, we're seeing students who are from the predominant religion who have become Christians in an exact same day going out and start sharing with their friends and beginning to see within the first semester a couple generations. We're seeing it in Eastern Europe. We're seeing it in Europe, where we're finding students in some of these countries, France and Germany and in others, where it's been very hard, and who are saying, yes, God's been speaking to me. God's been putting this in my heart. I didn't know what to do. And we help them, and they go. See, the key to all this, and then we were also going to churches, and we're speaking to churches, and we're saying, look, we're looking for a certain type of student. Most of you are not going to be like this, and that's fine. But some of you, God's putting a burden in your heart to do something more than what you're doing. And if you're interested, we'd love to work with you. And as we work with them, these students, they're actively involved in the local church. They're getting a good theological foundation there. But we're giving them the tools, trainings, and the basics of Christianity that they could take and begin to multiply, not only during the college years, but after they graduate, to continue to do it in the marketplace. And that's what God is doing. And the key here is that we operate not out of strength and a lot of resources, but out of brokenness and poverty. You see, we go with the attitude that I cannot persuade people. I cannot go and make people want Jesus and want to grow and want to multiply. So I go knowing that I can do nothing, but if I go, it has to be God, a complete dependence on God, and God is the one that will direct me to the people that he wants. And that as I work with people, I don't give them resources. I say, where you're at, God will raise. God will give you what you need. Keep it simple. Don't make it complicated. You don't need to do that to see that God's kingdom grow and establish. And we do that, simplicity. And as a result, we've seen tremendous growth spreading out. We actually have students going to other countries. Or we'll go to a country, there's no staff whatsoever, and we'll have a student. We had a student in Africa who there was no campus staff, began to do it, and within about 3 years had begun ministries in almost every university in that country. God's at work. And so I'm traveling around the world, doing a lot of training, helping our staff to understand this, begin to believe it, and step out in faith and to see it happen. And so I do covet your prayers. It's hard, traveling a lot. Fortunately, my wife is able to travel with me about 70% of the time. We're a great tag team. Pray for safety. You know, sometimes I go to places where it's not safest or easiest. Pray that I would continue to walk in my first love with the Lord. That God would guard my heart. And pray that I continue to love well. to those who struggle with this and say, no, I don't want to do this and so forth, to love and to be full of grace and mercy as we move forward. But we do pray that by 2020, that we'll be in half the universities around the world, and that in half those universities, we're going to see students sharing their faith, discipling others, and multiplying. So continue to pray for us. And we love you all. We thank you. And these stories are your stories, because apart from you, we wouldn't be able to go. So we're in a partnership. And so I hope that you're blessed. And I'm not sure if you're on our email. If you're not, let me know afterwards, and love to put you on that. But I want you to know that you're a part of what God is doing around the world. Thank you.